some comments I heard about the message from the first service. One of the elders said, Vicar Hannah is preaching about Hannah. Never thought about it this way. Pastor Jack said, your sermon was short. And of course he means short compared to my other sermons, not that it's short. So it kind of falls within the 20, the Lutheran 20-minute rule. So I told him, I think I fulfilled every Lutheran righteousness and I deserve to be certified. So, by the way, my certification is very close in a couple of weeks. This Christmas, a dear lady, she goes to the first service, put together a nice Christmas gift for me with a card saying to Pastor Etch. So I liked it so much. I thought it was really cool. The moral of the story, my certification is very close, so everyone please start practicing calling me Pastor Edge. So Hannah is our heroine today, and her story is a story of an answered prayer, a breakthrough, a victory on so many levels. The story of a distressed woman living with shame, whose shame turned into glory, and her mourning into praise to God, because she prayed fervently and she believed with all her heart. The backstory is Hannah is the second wife of Elkanah, or the first wife, if you will. If the reason he got married again is that Hannah was barren and unable to bear him children, that makes her the first wife. There were two of them. Barrenness was a huge issue for a Jewish woman at that culture, at that time. People would think that she's cursed by God, for punished for something wrong she has done. A woman like that, a barren woman, would feel shameful even without anyone telling her anything. But what actually happened is that the other wife, Peninnah, reminded her all the time. The Bible says, and her rival, that is Peninnah, the other wife, used to provoke her grievously, to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. She rubbed it in her face and wanted it to hurt. Shameful and broken-hearted, Hannah lived. But the way Hannah processed her shame and heartbreak is a lesson to every one of us, even today. She took it to God. Because some people would respond with bitterness, anger, retaliation, unforgiveness, and that's the recipe for a wasted and messed up life. Unforgiveness and hatred only poisons your life. And it hinders your relationship with God and opens wide doors for the enemy to your life, to afflict you with all kinds of spiritual as well as physical diseases. But Hannah, our heroine, took it to God. And I would like to share with you the lessons I personally learned from Hannah. And there are five of them. She believed God can. She believed God cares. She prayed with all her heart. She put God first. And she got her breakthrough. She believed God can. She believed that God is bigger than her problem. Some people think they are broken beyond repair, so they are so messed up, even God cannot fix them. When you focus on your problem, you think it's a mountain. Everything else disappears, and it becomes, the size becomes out of proportion. When you put your problem very close to your eyes, it blocks your vision. Actually, if you put anything close to your eyes, it blocks your vision. The first service I used my phone, but you can use your imagination with me. The sun is out. Which is bigger, my hand, the palm of my hand, or the sun? This is not a trick question, I promise you. Which is bigger? The sun. But if I go out now and put my hand like this, the palm of my hand, it's going to hide the sun. So, do not put your problem between you and God. Put God between you and your problem. Do not start telling God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is. Jesus said we are to talk to things, trees and mountains, and command them to move, and they will. Now, I don't think what Jesus meant is that you have an evening walk in your neighborhood and start moving trees, change where all the trees are planted, and wake up, amuse yourself in the morning, watching the confused looks on your neighbor's faces. I don't think that's what he meant. It's a figure of speech. The trees and mountains represent obstacles, challenges, problems, and we are to talk to them. Don't worry, you're not psycho if you talk to things. You're quite normal by Jesus' standard. So what's your obstacle today? What is your challenge? What's your problem? God is bigger. He can. Hannah believed God can. And sometimes this is the easier part to believe. Hannah also believed that God cares. She didn't believe only in God's power, that he's omnipotent God. She also believed that he's a good God. He's an all-loving God. This is where we struggle sometimes. I believe God can do anything, but I'm not sure he cares enough to listen to me and solve my problem. That was what the leper who came to Jesus thought. But he was honest enough to put it bluntly. And the leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." In other words, I know you can. I'm not sure you want to. Moved by pity, he, Jesus, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will be cleaned." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. I believe this would be Jesus' answer to every single one of us. I will. I want to. I care. What matters to you matters to me. God is good.
All the time.
Only the pastor. Let's try again. God is good. I wish I am in an African-American church. God is good and he loves you. If you ever forget that truth, look at the cross. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him, with his son, graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. A good God gives only good gifts to his children. If then You who are evil, Jesus said, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Hannah believed that God cares about her. What mattered to her mattered to God. Number three, Hannah prayed with all her heart. She pleaded her case with God. She didn't go to humans for answers. She didn't take things into her own hands. She wasn't half-hearted. She didn't hold back. She poured out her heart before God, so much so that the high priest thought that she was drunk. She shared her heart with God honestly and transparently. And those who share their heart with God, God shares his heart with them. I can imagine a dialogue between Hannah and God, something like this. Hannah, my heart is broken. God, me too. My people left me. They worship other gods, abandoned my commandments. Everyone does what is right in their own eyes. Hannah, I live with a lot of shame. God, me too. There is a lot of shame brought on my name because the kind of life that my people are living. Hannah, I need a son. God, me too. I need a true son who speaks my word, upholds my commandments, and leads my people into repentance and righteousness. Those who believe God can and believe he cares and pray with all their hearts get to touch God's heart and become united with him. Their personal issues become his issues. Their personal victories become kingdom victories. We know from the Bible that that son grew up to become Samuel, one of Israel's most powerful prophets. A true man of God who led a great revival and reformation in Israel. And towards the end of his life, he anointed David a king. David the king and prophet and psalmist who became the grandfather of the Messiah who is called the son of David, our Savior and Lord. Pour out your heart before God. Plead your case before him. Pray with all your heart. Number four, Hannah put God first. God gave her a son eventually. She gave him back to God all the days of his life. She got her priorities right. She put God first. And she vowed, the Bible says, a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. She asked for one son. God gave her a basketball team. Basketball, as you would expect, was the most popular game in Israel. Indeed, the Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. And the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. She put God first. God abundantly blessed her. Isn't that what Jesus said? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Put God first in your life. Finally, number five, she got answers to her prayer. She did not take no for an answer. She pressed in, never let go of God until she got her breakthrough. She got her testimony. Hannah believed in the God who can turn a victim into a victor, who can turn your trial into triumph, who can turn your mess into a message, and turn your test into a testimony. Press in. Never give up. Your breakthrough is near. Put God first in your life. Don't let go of Him until you get your testimony. You have a God who can, a God who cares, a good God who wants to give his children only good gifts. In his name, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.